All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. All right, Mr. Peters, you've done 10 years as a constable, now 7 years on commissioner's court. At what point in your mind did you decide that the next logical step for you is county judge?
Well, I've been talking with Randy for, Randy told me probably a year ago that he was not going to run. I tried to talk him into running, and he, you know, continued to tell me that he was not going to run, and he encouraged me to run, and I thought about it. We prayed a lot about it, and family talked, and, you know, finally decided that, you know, I think that's probably a good thing. I think I'm the most qualified candidate in the race because I've got 7 years' experience on the court. I understand the business down there, so just made her mind up. I mean, my mind was made up several months ago, but I couldn't publicly announce anything until just today.
Why was that? Is there anything you can go into about that?
Well, you have to resign your position. If you've got more than a year left on your position, you can't file for another position or publicly announce that you're going to run for another position. So I didn't have any. I would have had to resign to, as by waiting till today, I can serve out my last year in my term and still continue to run for the judge position.
Looking ahead, as Brazos County enters 2010 and once, you know, whoever the new county judge is takes office in 2011, what are some of the biggest challenges that the county's facing?
Well, I think trying to keep the budget in perspective with what with the control that budget, you know, keep it from getting out of hand. We've got a lot of there's a lot of wants and needs out there, and that's what we have to make sure that is that, you know, it's the needs that we have to approve and not the wants, and try to keep that budget down. I think that's probably one of the bigger things.
You mentioned in your announcement that criminal justice is obviously a big thing, too, and the county has done some things, too. You mentioned building the new Sheriff's Administration building that allows the expansion of criminal courts. And we've seen Sheriff Kirk, he's come back to Commissioner's Court several times at pretty much every budget time and asked commissioners for more deputies on the roads. Is that something that could become a possibility, or is that dependent upon the budget as well?
Well, it's dependent upon the budget. I think we have staffed the sheriff's office fairly well right now. I'm not aware of any real needs that are over there. But, you know, that's something that if he believes that there's a need, we'll take a look at. But, I'm not aware of any needs right now.
With looking at Brazos County, I mean, the unique nature of the county being that we have Bryan and College Station that make up the lion's share in terms of population, how does the county fit into the governance of the balance of the population with Bryan and College Station taking up so much of those that are there in terms of the people living in College Station, the people living in Bryan? How does the county continue to develop its role in servicing the needs of the folks that live in the unincorporated areas?
The county's role really is more like for courts, jails, for, you know, that sort of thing. Of course, and then the road and bridge, you know, for outside the county. But the our biggest part of the budget is going to be the law enforcement for the and for jails, and court systems, you know.
You did mention transportation as well, and that's the last thing I want to touch on. In terms of transportation, you mentioned Highway 21. Are there any other pressing transportation needs in terms of surface transportation that you would like to see become a higher priority?
Coordinating traffic lights to where you can have quick traffic through the cities of Bryan, College Station, coordinating all that. And it's not necessarily something that the county would be involved in, but it's something that needs to happen. I mean, you know, because it's like I said, that's really the sanity of the people is being able to move back and forth across, you know, both cities and into the county. And so, you know, those are things that need to happen. I'm not sure that the county will be directly involved in it, but we can help support those sorts of things.
All right, Mr. Peters, anything else you want to add?
That's all.
All right, well, good luck in the race.
Okay, thank you.